All right, I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 27. First Corinthians 12, starting in 12. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now, if you are the body of Christ and individually members of it, well, I guess that's kind of starting. Maybe I should just keep reading to the end there. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administrating, and various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the higher gifts. And I will show you still a more excellent way. And that's the way of love. But my reason for reading that is that the body has many parts. And when I was in Honduras, I was introduced to a math problem that greatly increases your odds of, how do you say, of winning if you work together as a group. And I plan to do a demonstration here. I need 10 volunteers, and you can come up here and get one of these numbers that I have here on the table. Yeah. Now you can look at it. It doesn't have to be. And then I'm going to have you guys make, I don't know, I guess you can see these numbers, but I don't know if you'll be able to see the numbers underneath from back there, but I've got some numbers hidden under those, and so if you think you'll be able to see them from back there, then I'll have y'all go in by the kitchen so that you can't. Okay, I got two more here. That. Yeah. What's that? I think that's a six.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's a six.
Six.
So the first run is I'm going to have everyone come up and try to find their number underneath here, and they can open up five of or check five of these. And then, so you have to, as a whole group, to win, everyone has to find their number. And if one person fails, then you've all failed. So I guess, I don't know, you could, I guess, start with number one, whoever has one, and come up. And if you can see the numbers from back there.
We need to close our eyes or something.
Yeah. So that you can't see which number to open up, so you're not biased.
Oh, okay.
Pick five?
Yeah. It's okay, so 1, 2, 3, get 2 more, 4, 5. All right, so Matthew already failed, so I guess the rest of you don't even have a chance of winning. So Matthew, go back there, and you and Levi, or I guess you know the... you work together, and then you should be able to all to come up here and find your number.
Is this a new round? Like the first game?
Yeah. Played? Yeah, it failed. It failed on the first shot, so.
He's allowed to tell us what.
Yes. Doing. Yes, you need to now work together, and with that information, you should be able to all get your number. Let's see, I should write this up here. This here's the chance of this here is 0001. That's the chance of winning with the way we just did, everyone coming up individually.
Is there a system you could have figured it out?
Yeah. Well, it gives you a chance in 1 in 3, but I did set it up to where they will win, but it's the.
I mean, somebody with good combinations could always win.
Like working together, you have like a percentage chance of winning like that.
But individually, just 0.00.
Right. I guess so, yeah. Can you guys see the numbers from back there, Max?
Yeah.
But, I mean, can you see the bottom numbers? I guess if he's in front of it, you couldn't anyway, so maybe you guys could watch if you want to. It shouldn't really matter now. Okay, yep. Okay, so we've got one is found. You'll be done with it, so. All right, now we got number two found. Next one. What's that?
How do we know you didn't just break the numbers?
Well, you have a chance in 1 in 3 for the whole group to win. So I did maybe rig it just a little bit, but or I checked that it was for sure gonna work. All right, so we got 3 found.
In other words, we have a 100% chance.
Yes, you do. If you follow the protocol. So now we got 4 found. Next one. put 2 on there just so it hides the numbers.
Okay.
All right, so now we got the next one found. All right, number 6. You got it. Both of them. Six. All right. I'll get the next one. I can just throw it in the trash now, I guess, if you're done. All right. Next number. I guess as you guys finish, you could sit down in your seats if you want to. Next one, 8.
There it is.
All right. And the next one, got one more back there, I guess. You can just, you found it. All right. And then the last one. All right. So with just a little bit of working together, they all found their number, and they succeeded as a group. So... I'm sure there's a name for that, but I didn't look up the name. But I just wanted to demonstrate that if we work together as a group, I do think it doesn't quite apply maybe with the church because some people do fail, and then I think God fills in that space with another person. But as a whole, the body of Christ will win. And whether we choose to be part of that or not, that's kind of our choice. But we need to work together. If we try to do it on ourselves. And another thing I guess I'd be with the is that the Church of Christ, it's 100%. It's not just a 30% chance of winning. Because it's set up by Christ that we will win. I guess kind of like I set it up that you guys won't, that it wouldn't fail. Now, there is different things that they could have done when they were working together, because I could have set it up to where they would fail, but then if they would change just a few numbers, they still might win. Like, I could not make them fail necessarily. They would always have that 1 in 3 chance. So hopefully that encourages us to work together with each other. And feel free to add comments and share some thoughts. God bless y'all.
Yeah, that was real interesting, Walter. I appreciate that encouragement. Actually, like, I had this thought that, like, working together and, like, everyone finding their number and, like, knowing what their number is and, like, I think everyone in the body, like, knowing what their place is and what God has called them to in the body of Christ and specifically, like, what their gifts are, you know. Like, I feel like no one can, like, make themselves a teacher. But, like, God... like, God just knows who will do best and whatever. There's a proverb that says, like a bird that's out of its nest, so is a man who's out of his place. And I think it's really encouraging that, like, I feel like the way to get there is if, like, we all can, like, work on our individual lives and draw closer to Christ. And the more that I felt like we would all, like, be more diligent in our personal spiritual walk with God, and then we, like we can come together and just have more spiritual blessings. It seems to really start on an individual basis. But yeah, God bless you all.
Thank you, Brother Walter. It's no illustration is a perfect illustration, but it brought the point, I think, loud and clear. A couple of points as being members one to another. There's no such thing as a solo Christian. You know, Lindbergh flew around the world by himself. You know, I mean, not the world, just over to Paris. But it's of course, he had other people, ear mechanics, and he had to have people teach him how to fly or things like that. But yeah, it's not solo. It's not I. It's we, and us, and our Father. It's plural. And if you're not part of a, say, a local congregation or the body in general, it seems very difficult that you have that assurance, that blessed hope with God. And as you said, chapter 13 begins, maybe make up the chapters, but they show you a more excellent way, and love is the key. Maybe someone can straighten me out in this. I read a lot of things on vitamins and minerals. I used to when I was Titus, not more like Crumpus age and things like that. But they say that if you're deficient in vitamin B, B12, B2, manganese, magnesium or something, there is a certain vitamin that will cover those deficiencies. It's kind of like it will take the place of that. Not completely, but it covers it up. Does anyone know what that vitamin is? The most common vitamin that we talk about is vitamin C. Vitamin C will take the place when we're lacking nutrients. Vitamin C can cover up. That's what they say. Vitamin C will cover up for those deficiency of B vitamins or D vitamins or A vitamins. And so vitamin C is the thing. But in a spiritual realm, it would be love in Christ. Love in Christ. And let's follow the golden rule. Through Jesus, God be magnified. Vitamin C will take if you're deficient in all these vitamin B, D, whatever, vitamin C won't completely replenish it, but it will take the place of those deficient vitamins. And vitamin C, Dr. Linus Pauling, of course, he's dead, but he said take 10 grams of vitamin C every day and you live to be old. He lived to be over 90 and he had his mind and he has like this, yeah. God be magnified.
Thanks, Walter. I always appreciate a good object lesson. And I, Darren's comment made me think about something, and I wonder what you brothers think. You know, Paul kind of has two messages in this chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, and one is that you can't all be the same member. There needs to be diversity for the body to function. And so there are some gifts that, like Darren was saying, we just don't have. And then he says at the very end in verse 31, but covet earnestly the best gifts. And so I wonder, like, if there are some gifts that men have just naturally, like some people are born leaders, some people are born organizers. But then I wonder if there are gifts that men get through the Holy Spirit or through a laying on of hands. I think of Timothy and Paul's letter to Timothy and how he talks about the gift that he received through the laying on of hands. I wonder what brothers think about that. Are there both or is there just one?
Paul taught with a lot of these life examples. This was another one that I appreciate. But I'm in the dark on it. I don't know what happened. Like I don't know the mathematical trick that some of you do, I guess, to win. The lesson, it's definitely talking about Jews and Gentiles bond free, and I think that's often the context in which Paul is speaking. Much of Romans is in the same way, where he's speaking to those two groups. And with that in mind, I think the difficulty is that we don't go beyond that like beyond that with diversity, and beyond that with, well, like within what they had there, choosing Greeks, choosing Gentiles, and then within the list here of diversity. I think that's what we have to work with. That's what's here. They are 5, 6, 7 or so gifts. And I think within that, the challenge is, that's where the challenge of unity comes, is sometimes on the unity and vision is sometimes a challenge because of different gifts and diversities of people's gifts. And I think that might have been their challenge. And I think maybe that's some of what we face today, is different gifts. They're supposed to work together. You know, they're supposed to each have their part and each have their value. But I guess the challenge is just how often they seem to, rather than having their value, they seem to have their clashes. And that's what we have to work against. I would say Titus received his gift more in a confirming way than just that there was some kind of spiritual power in the hands that actually touched him. I expect brothers saw this in him, and then it was confirmed. The gift was more confirmed than actually transferred. Does that make any sense? But I know the scriptures say that he received it through the laying on of hands. But that's just a little of my understanding. Another thing, let me see. I guess it's just important to understand Paul talking to believers, those that had what I would call initial salvation. They had initially made that commitment to be a Christian. That's the context of what he's talking to. And just how that's still for us today, like that's where I think all that Paul's saying is still under the umbrella of Jesus' message, the gospel message, or the kingdom of God message by Jesus, is still the bigger picture in all this, if that makes any sense. Like, he is the head. His any chance that any one of us has to be and stay in that is to be in and under that head, you know, whatever gifts we're talking about, whatever subject we're talking about.
Lord, I am fond of thee, earnest belonging, into thy body, likeness to grow, thirsting for more and deeper communion, yearning thy love more fully to know. Oh, when Yeah.